This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So the phenomenon of denying election results that Democrats say is a terroristic activity, of course, except when they do it, then it's all fine and good, is back as a phenomenon because it's, again, the Democrats denying election results for elections that haven't even happened. This is a clip from MSNBC from Shadi Hamid. I asked Hassan whether he would accept the election results if Trump or someone like him wins fair and square in 2024. A spirited back and forth ensued. So they're already denying the presidential election from 2024. You had Hillary Clinton come out and make a video denying the election results from the presidential election in 2024, saying, Owen, what are you saying? You sound crazy. How can they deny election results from an election that haven't happened? You're asking the wrong guy. You need to ask MSNBC that. You need to ask Hillary Clinton that. I'm not the one doing it. So, oh, okay. I mean, let's just give full spectrum analysis here. The Democrats have denied the results of every presidential election that they've lost in the 20th century. Al Gore, Hillary Clinton. Okay? And they are even complaining when Bush beat Kerry, too. And they did their whole appeals. They had their whole January 6th thing. They denied the electoral votes. They tried to have an investigation. They tried to shut that down. They've done that. They've done that in history. But then you see the obvious anomalies of the 2020 presidential election, and you say something is fishy here. Not to mention all the illegalities of the mail-in votes and the different COVID measures that were taken. And you say, hey, I don't trust these results. They say, you're a terrorist. You should be censored. You should be imprisoned. You should be arrested. And you know the rest of the story. But Democrats get to die. Hillary Clinton never lost the 2016 election. Stacey Abrams never lost an election. And they go on. And now they say, the Republicans are trying to steal the 2024 election. We haven't even gotten through the 2022 election yet, and they're already complaining about the 2024 election. How can this be? What kind of insane world are we living in now where the Democrats for 2 years have been labeling election deniers terrorists, now come out and are already denying the results of elections that haven't even happened yet? It just shows what scum they are. It just shows what frauds they are. And of course it's Hillary Clinton. Of course it's MSNBC. But you know what? I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this. And in fact, I wish we could somehow defeat this urge, which is totally real and legitimate, to call them out on their hypocrisy of election denying. And instead, embrace their hysteria, add fuel to their fire, and say, you're right. You're right. You're right. Somebody's trying to steal the 2024 elections. And you know what? You're right. Someone's trying to steal the 2022 elections, too, since you're talking about that. I think there's only one rational solution here. Paper ballots. It's the only rational solution. Single-day voting, paper ballots, period, end of sentence. Right? I mean, what could be more trustworthy? Democrats don't believe they've ever lost a presidential election. They're already complaining that they're getting the 2024 election stolen from them. It's 2 years away. So how could we possibly remedy this situation? This is a major Democrat Party propaganda going all around Twitter today. Texans, please check your ballots. There are multiple reports of votes being changed from Beto to Greg Abbott. They're cheating again. From a bunch of verified leftists on Twitter. So, okay, Forget about the hypocrisy of you now claiming the elections are stolen and rigged. Forget about that. I don't even want to get into that. Everybody knows that. We need a solution. Democrats are right. Elections are rigged. The only solution is paper ballots, same-day voting.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So we can fall into the gravity, which is powerful, to say, look, here's Democrats denying election results in 2002. Here's Democrats denying election results in 2006. Here's Democrats denying election results in 2016. Here's Democrats denying election results in 2018, in 2020, and now in 2024. What, even in the future? Yes. Yes. Democrats denying election results. Democrats, they're the ones, actually, in U.S. history, who initiated the process that they are complaining about from January 6th. 2021, Democrats are the ones that have done that in American history. Denied the electoral votes, demanded an investigation and an extension to count them in a review of a presidential election. It's Democrats that have done that before. Even Democrats that are in Congress today, like Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer and others, have been a part of that process back when they believed that Al Gore beat George Bush. But they don't want you to know about that. We could sit here and point out Hillary Clinton complaining and all the Democrats complaining 2016 was stolen. That's obviously the easy argument here, as you now see Democrats complaining that elections are stolen, saying that Republicans are going to steal 2022, Republicans are going to steal 2024. We need to resist the urge to fall into that trap, and instead, we need to agree with them and say, you're right, elections are rigged, elections are stolen, there's only one solution. Paper ballots, single-day voting. And I'm all for innovation, for efficiency. So who knows? Maybe single-day voting isn't the right way to go. Maybe you make it a weekend thing. Maybe you make it a two-day holiday. Maybe, you know, because it's a pain to go vote. Sometimes it can take hours. I get it. And counting the ballots is a process and everything. But no, let's at least get Democrats in this period of them denying election results, in this period of them not trusting elections, them calling elections rigged, let's all get together to say paper ballots. Paper ballots. Paper ballots. It's mainstream liberal news that has run headline pieces, special reports, showing how electric voting machines can get hacked. It's Kamala Harris who's given speeches on the House floor about how voting machines can be hacked to rig elections. So let's not point out their hypocrisy here. There's no point. Let's agree with them. I had my years wrong earlier. It was 2000. Thank you, the crew, for correcting me. It was 2000 and then 2004 earlier. I said 02, 06. It was 2000, 2004 when they were denying it. And they're just rolling the clips of all that. So, no, let's agree with the Democrats. That's the best way to go about this. Agree with the Democrats denying election results. Agree with the Democrats saying elections are rigged and say, let's find the solution, which is paper ballots, get rid of the voting machines, because how can you rig paper ballots? And then maybe if they want to expose how they do it, that'd be one thing. So this is all over Twitter. I'm telling you, they're saying in Texas, where early voting has started now, oh, you voted for Beto, and now your vote's been changed to Abbott. Oh, this is happening. Oh, well, electronic voting machines clearly don't work. They're rigging the election for Republicans, so we should probably get rid of the electronic voting machines. But do you think if CNN or MSNBC or one of them decided they were going to call out the voting machine companies like Dominion, do you think they'd get sued for billions of dollars like Fox News? Do you think that's how that would go down, or is that just Fox News? Is that just conservatives that get the suits for billions of dollars? Will Hillary Clinton get sued for denying election results? Will Kamala Harris get sued for showing how electronic voting machines can be hacked? What about all the other local news groups that have actually sat there with the electronic voting machines and a tech guy showing how they can get hacked in real time? What about all that? Are they going to get sued, or is it just Fox News? So it's all over. It's all over the internet. Democrats, liberals saying Republicans are stealing the midterms. They've rigged the electronic voting machines. You vote for the Democrat, it switches to the Republican. Now, I haven't seen any actual video evidence of this like we saw in 2020. I won't even say which way it went, because for the sake of this argument, it doesn't matter. But we've seen it before in the actual voting booths, where someone would click one candidate and the other would get highlighted. We've actually seen videos of that from 2020. I haven't seen any videos of that from 2022, but that's the claim by liberal Democrats. So I agree. Republicans are stealing the 2022 elections. Therefore, we should stop that from happening and get rid of the electronic voting machines that they're using to do it. Don't you agree, Democrats? You're the ones saying this. Now, I don't expect conservatives and Republicans to get on board with that message. That's part of the problems, is when liberals and Democrats act, they act in unison. There is no unison on the right side of the aisle. It's a bunch of free thinkers, independent-minded people, so it's like it just doesn't happen. But that's how this should go. In fact, if there should be any unity, it should be the GOP. It should be the official party. But that is fractured right now, too, because you have the Bush establishment GOP people now kind of colliding with the new Trump populist GOP people. There's a struggle for control of the GOP. The results of this midterm election will probably determine the future of the leadership of the GOP. Whether you have the defunct uniparty GOP that just works with Democrats, Democrat light, if you will, giving you squish representation, or you'll have a new GOP that's actually active, innovative, inspired, and making moves, like you see with some aspects of the GOP, like the Texas GOP doing a good job. But the overall GOP is a failure right now, but that's a lot to do with the party being fractured, with the populist movement, anti-establishment movement, trying to take it back from the D.C. establishment. So that should be the message, though. Hey, look, the GOP should come out and they should create, I mean, the Texas GOP might actually do this. The Texas RNC Research Center might actually do this, because they put out these great video clips. They should just do a compilation. Actually, they already have done the compilation. They just need to kind of change the angle, change the perspective. And just so all the Democrats denying election results, you can start it from 2000. So you can say all this entire century, this entire millennia, Democrats have denied election results, and then show all the clips starting in 2000 all the way up to now, where they say Republicans will rig 2024. And then you say, we agree. We agree with the Democrat Party. Isn't this great? Republicans and Democrats finally agree on the same thing. Elections get stolen and rigged, and so therefore we must find a solution. Paper ballots. One day, one vote, one paper ballot to save our elections, to save the integrity of our elections. That's what the Republican Party should be doing right now. Now, that's what GOP leadership should be doing right now. But taking away from all of that, stepping away from all that, what is it? Because the Democrats are in unison right now. What is it causing the Democrats to call elections rigged all of a sudden? What is that? Are they afraid that the results aren't going to go their way? Is that what this is about? Are they afraid they're going to become so unpopular in the next 2 years that they have to get out ahead of a landslide in 2024 and say that's rigged too? If there's any good signs ahead of the midterms right now, that's one of them. The Democrats are legitimately scared that these elections are not going to go their way, and they're already crying foul. And I wish the Republicans could take advantage of this strategically to solve one of the biggest issues that are in their voting base right now, and that's the integrity of elections. But the GOP will probably not even swing. So it won't even be a swing and miss. It'll just be a strike right down the plate. They're watching it. But they should come out and agree. Democrats say elections are rigged. We agree. We need election integrity, security. So let's just go back to paper ballots. One person, one vote, one day, one paper ballot. Now, I've got more midterm news coming up on the other side of this break. Some funny developments as we get closer, and then some serious ones as well. Ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. Have you tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion? If not, I highly suggest it. I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion every day to get more than 100% of the daily value of some of those vitamins and minerals. You can get it right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So you may have gotten a good laugh out of us crashing the Robert Francis O'Rourke rally, known as Beto O'Rourke. And when he goes on the stage, you can hear me in the background on the PA chanting Robert Francis. People looking around like, who's Robert Francis? Oh, that's the guy that you're about to vote for who lied to you about his name. And so I bring this up because Myra Flores is currently in Congress running for re-election. Myra Flores tried to join the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Of course, Myra Flores is Hispanic. But she was prevented from joining the Congressional Hispanic Caucus because she's a Republican and membership is only for Democrats. And doesn't that just tell you the whole identity politics story? Liberals pretend to care about you if you have a certain trait, whether that be a skin color, sexual preference, whatever the characteristic is. They pretend to care about you. But then when they realize that you're not a liberal, they actually hate you and want nothing to do with you. See how that works? So we have a Hispanic caucus, but it's only for liberal Democrats. So it's not for Hispanics. It has nothing to do with Hispanics. It has everything to do with liberal Democrats. So that's just like everything else. But why am I talking about Beto? Well, there's something that Flores and O'Rourke have in common. They were both denied from the Hispanic caucus. But here's the difference. Why was Robert Francis O'Rourke denied entry to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus? Because he's not Hispanic. Yeah. El Paso lawmaker can't join Hispanic caucus. This was back from 2013 when he was a House representative. So he tried to join the Hispanic caucus and the Democrats rejected him because he's not Hispanic. And he runs around Texas pretending to be a Hispanic named Beto. Oh, you can't make this stuff up. Now, at the time, I bet you, if they would have known Beto was going to become such an important attempt figure to get into Congress, failed, lost to Ted Cruz, but then to get into the governor's mansion in Texas. We'll see how that goes in 12 short days. They probably wouldn't have rejected him. They probably would have let him in. But at the time, he was just a nobody. He didn't really have all the flair around him. And he was just a fake Hispanic. And they knew he was a fake Hispanic. So they said, no, we don't want fake Hispanics in the Hispanic caucus. We want real Hispanics. You're not. So, but there you go. There you go, folks. Even the Democrats know Beto is a fake Hispanic. Now, liberals are getting protested by their own, and rightfully so, on the war issue. Anti-war protesters tag team warmongers Elizabeth Warren and squad member Ayanna Pressley over their push for nuclear war with Russia. So everywhere liberal Democrats are going who ran as anti-war, they're getting protested by the anti-war liberals that voted for them and feel let down because they're now pro-war. And the truth of the matter is not that the Democrats lied about being pro-war, and they're not. They lie about everything. Every stance they take, they lie about, except they really want to chop up boys and girls and call it trans kids, and they really do want to abort 1 million babies a year. That they are serious about when they campaign on those issues. Democrats are running young radical for Michigan State House who was arrested for plotting school shooting. Sounds right up the Democrat Party aisle to me. Michigan Democrat nominee for State Representative Maurice Imhoff wanted to carry out a school shooting of Northwest Middle School in Jackson, Michigan. He was arrested by the police before he could carry out the shooting and charged for threat of terrorism. In response to the public finding this out about his past, he admitted to making poor decisions. Poor decisions. Poor decisions. Yeah. Maurice Imhoff, Democrat for Congress, says his arrest for threat of terrorism was a poor decision. You don't say. But the Democrats say you're the terrorist. You see how that works. Arizona's Democrat gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs claims someone broke into her campaign office. And now, without any evidence, she's claiming it was someone from Carrie Lake's campaign. Well, that's just projection, because we all know about the about three dozen GOP headquarters in the last 2 years have been firebombed by liberal Democrats, the real terror group in this country. All across the country, GOP headquarters have been firebombed by Democrat activists. Not a single act of violence has been condemned by the Democrats. And so, of course, they assume when something happens to their office, it must be the opposition, because when they see the things happening to the GOP offices, they know it's their people. But there was an image that came out of the individual, and let's just say he doesn't fit the Republican type, let's say. But who knows? They do have an image. An investigation will obviously be ongoing, and we shall see what happens. My guess is it was probably, I mean, maybe a Democrat doing this for a false flag or for, a, you know, a victim economy thing. But who knows? Could have just been a random act. People are breaking into stuff all the time these days in Biden's America. So anything to save her chance in the governor's race, say that your opponent broke into your office. Yeah, I think that the investigation will bear that that is not the case. Liberal pro-abortion organization files lawsuit over people monitoring ballot drop boxes in Arizona. Why don't Democrats want mail-in drop box overseers? Why are liberal Democrats so scared of drop box monitors? Why would that be? I just can't think of it, guys. Why are the Democrats so afraid that people are monitoring the mail-in drop boxes? Can anybody figure that out for me? I'm just at a loss. I can't figure out why the Democrats would be so against that. Attorney General Merrick Garland promises to address voter intimidation after armed and masked drop box election observers who look an awful lot like the fake Patriot Front group show up at drop box in Arizona. So still, nobody's claimed these individuals as a group that they're with or affiliated with when it comes to the Dropbox monitoring. I'm yet to see the individuals in the photos that are armed and face masked up make any claims about, hey, here's who we are. We're not this, we're not that. We are this, we are that. So I'm still leaning on the edge of these are just Democrats posing as Republicans so they can have this story. And now that the Attorney General is getting involved, calling it voter intimidation and all this stuff, maybe that adds a little more fuel to that conspiracy theory. But legal experts have weighed in on this, and they've actually said there is no case here. Nothing they were doing is illegal. The places they were, you can open carry a long arm, a rifle. Obviously, face masks are legal. You can do that. And there's no law against sitting in a parking lot where there's a mail-in drop box. So
look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, let's look at a couple geopolitical developments here. U.S. ready to protect Asian allies with nukes, Biden official says in Tokyo. A hugely alarming scenario when world leaders and government officials representing nuclear-armed superpowers appear to increasingly be spouting nuclear rhetoric and warnings in almost a casual manner. And it's U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said
The U.S. is ready to protect its Asian allies using nukes if they came under attack, spelling out that the U.S. would deploy its nuclear, conventional, and missile defense. Now, this might get retracted by the Biden administration within the next 24 hours. That pretty much has been the case every other time this subject has been brought up, whether it be here in the media or Joe Biden or somebody across the planet, one of the representations of the administration. They always have to backtrack, even when it's Joe Biden saying it. But here's the true dangerous psychology of it, is that what you have is these liberal leftists that just are so empowered, and their hubris and their arrogance is just overflowing, that they don't even think twice. They just think, I have the power to say we'll use nukes, and so therefore I'll say it. They don't care about the repercussions. They don't care whether it's real or not, or whether they would, or whether they have any strategy. It doesn't matter. They're in charge. They're the good moral high ground liberal Democrat, and so they can say that we'll use nukes, and that makes them feel good, and that makes them feel powerful. Wow, and I didn't see that. Is that from today, guys? Putin says Taiwan is part of China. Yep. So more evidence of what we've been talking about here for the entire year, that the lack of U.S. leadership, the lack of U.S. diplomacy, the lack of U.S. geopolitical strategy is crushing us across the planet, and now Russia and China are forming a strong alliance. So this is not a coincidence. When China comes out and tells the United States to stop stealing oil from Syria, which they just got caught doing again, that is a soft-spoken, if you will, support for Russia. That's them playing Russia's geopolitical card and strategy and approach. So when Russia comes out and says Taiwan is part of China, see how that tit for tat works? See how that give and take relationship works? Wow. So we are just really in a bad spot now with Joe Biden as the president. I don't know how we come back from this, folks. Now, the good news is how we come back from this would actually be a much stronger domestic policy and a much more independent ideology when it comes to our energy, manufacturing, and everything else, because, quite frankly, that's what we're going to be forced into by the world blackballing us now under Joe Biden, which it might be so bad by the time the next presidential election comes along that there's no recovery. So you see the tit for tat there from China and Russia, both now allied against the United States, thanks to Joe Biden. And now you have Biden administration officials just so wantonly threatening nuclear war, like they don't even care. There's no repercussions, all because they can do it. All because they can do it. Yeah, we'll threaten nuclear war because we can. Because I'm in charge. Not even caring about the millions of lives that will be put at stake by their rhetoric. Arizona rancher makes desperate plea to Biden after finding total of 16 dead migrants on the property. Oh, nothing to see at the southern border. Oh, no, really? Even Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly has now had to admit that there is a border crisis. With just 12 days left out for his reelection bid, he has to say that the border is in crisis because he knows the Arizona voters know it's in a crisis. And if he doesn't say that, he won't get reelected, even though the Democrats immediately after him being reelected will say there's no border crisis. 16 dead on one ranch. Biden mocks reporters for trying to ask him questions. Yeah, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Video emerged Wednesday of Joe Biden mocking reporters at the White House for attempting to ask him questions as he once again refused to answer any. And then you have the White House Karens. You've heard the videos before. Get out, move on, you gotta go, time to get out, time to get out, time to move, time to go. And there's like four or five of these White House Karens. It was the same ones that were in the Easter Bunny costumes telling Biden where to go. And it's the same mental state of the Biden administration overseas saying, yeah, we'll use nukes. Yeah, hell yeah, we'll use the nukes. Look at me. I'm a powerful Democrat liberal. I'll use nukes. It's the same mentality of they have power. and they'll use the power. You give a liberal Democrat a thimble of power, they will find a way to abuse it. So you got these White House Karens who know they're in charge of the media, and so they love that power. It's like a sexual experience for them. It's like an orgasmic experience for them to kick the media out and scream and shout like a bunch of raving banshees. It's like sex for them. They love it, screaming, shouting, making a scene at the media. It's their job. They get off to it. Just like the Biden administration going overseas saying, ha, hell yeah, we'll use nukes. You're sick. You're sick. But don't ask Biden a question. He's above you. Besides, we all know he's lying to you anyway. GOP representative, a cabal of unelected elitists, including Obama, is in control of America. We heard the clip earlier. He's so right. Republican Congressman Ralph Norman declared Wednesday that everyone knows Joe Biden isn't in charge of anything and that in reality there is a secretive cabal of elitists that are running America. It's nice to see Republicans telling it like it is. That used to be something you might hear from a liberal Democrat, but not anymore because they know they're in control. What are they hiding? Group sues Biden administration and National Archives over JFK assassination records. The country's largest online source of JFK assassination records is suing President Joe Biden and the National Archives to force the federal government to release all remaining documents related to the most mysterious murders of U.S. presidential history nearly 60 years ago. The Mary Farrell Foundation filed the lawsuit Wednesday, 1 year after Biden issued a memo postponing the release of a final trove of 16,000 records assembled under the President John F. Kennedy Association Records Collection Act of 1992, which Congress passed without opposition in response to Oliver Stone's Oscar-nominated film JFK. What are they hiding about the JFK murder? The original JFK Records Act, by the way, was signed by Democrat President Bill Clinton. Now, Trump actually released a large trove of the JFK files. He released all the ones he could, whatever the time restraints on these records are. Trump released as many as he could. We learned a lot of things about the JFK assassination, how the CIA lied to us, the CIA controlled the media, the FBI and the CIA both believed that there were multiple shooters that day, on and on and on. But, oh, don't call it a conspiracy. But why is the Biden administration hiding the remaining 16,000 documents from the public? Always Democrats trying to keep the truth from you. John F. Kennedy was a Democrat. You think they'd want us to know what happened to him, but no, they don't. What a shame. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when I come back, I'm going to get into some of the latest vaccine data and news. It is not good. It is not good. But let me tell you about BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus, both great nootropics from InfoWarsStore.com, both 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I am an avid user of this product, whether it's the liquid tincture version, BrainForce Ultra, or the encapsulated version, BrainForce Plus. If I need mental clarity, mental energy, well, usually I like to take it before I go on the air. So BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus is my performance enhancer, if you will, before I go on air. But if you're out there listening, you got a big work project, you got a big test coming up, a big exam, something you need to study for, what have you, give BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus a try from InfoWarsStore.com. It's currently 50% off.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That's right. The Alex Jones Show still on air. And while I am anxiously awaiting to see what the latest news is with Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, there are some headlines here. I'll get to those momentarily. But we will be joined tomorrow with breaking news on this from an insider source. That's going to be tomorrow, though. But see, oh, what were they doing on Twitter? They were censoring information about the vaccines and about the origins of COVID, but let's focus on the vaccines for now because this is a major issue here. With the vaccines now killing so many people, we know about the side effects with the pregnant mothers and then their children. We know about now 7%, it's actually over 7%, that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine have had life-altering side effects. But see, this is the crew is amazing here. They just pulled up this story from 2020. This is December 2020. Twitter and Facebook to censor vaccine discourse. This must stop. So they were actively censoring any negative information about the vaccines, no matter how real it was, including their own internal documents that had leaked. We had their PowerPoints. We had the videos. We had their internal studies. They knew the vaccine would be killing people. They knew it all along. And then you were censored from sharing that on Twitter.
So that's why this ties into the Elon Musk takeover story. But now that we're 2 years into this vaccine, I mean, you really get a good idea. I mean, really, it's like 10 years normally is when they say, okay, we can say in confidence this is what we know about the vaccine is 10 years. Well, 2 years, though, is when you start to get kind of a good picture of what's going on. And the VAERS data, which is the official vaccine adverse reaction government website, which they even think is only probably about 10% of the actual data, because 90% of people don't report a vaccine injury. They might not even realize that's what is going on. So we have new VAERS data. It's updated about once a month. And you have, since 1990, this is a bar graph that I have in front of me. Since 1990, stillbirths and miscarriages as attributed to a vaccine reaction. Now, if you look at this bar graph, and guys, you can just either, yeah, dot cam this. Now, what do you notice here? Well, there's a significant anomaly, isn't there? Since 1990, the last 2 years are skyrocketing when it comes to miscarriage and stillbirths caused by a vaccine. In fact, if you combine every year, if you combine 2020, so basically if you combine 30 years of data, 30 years of vaccine adverse reaction data reporting a miscarriage or a stillbirth, and you combine those 30 years, it doesn't even get to half of how much we've had since the COVID-19 vaccine is out. And in fact, hey, would you actually go grab my graphs over there just to make that point? I did this. This is probably like almost a year ago now, maybe. Let's actually pull it out for time's sake. This is like a time capsule that we have. I did one of these graphs to just show you how absurd this is. This is like, yeah, you can just put them in the front there. And let's get that on the big camera here too, because folks, this is like, I make the sports analogy all the time. The record for most home runs in a single season, let's say, is 70 home runs. I think it's like 72, 73. So let's say the single season record for home runs in a season is 70 home runs, and now somebody just hit 770 home runs. That's what it's like with the adverse reaction. So these are charts from 2021, actually, in front of me. So these are actually a year old. So we did this live on air a year ago, showing you the vaccine adverse reaction, as you can see. And it was already the same case. Now, why is the number actually half of what it was last year? Because people aren't getting the vaccine anymore. They know the vaccine has been a disaster. They know the vaccine is killing people, causing heart problems, neurological problems, stillbirths, all this stuff. So they're not getting the vaccine as much. That's why the number is going back down. So clearly the COVID-19 vaccine killed a bunch of babies in the womb by the thousands. By the thousands. That's just in the womb. Imagine what it does outside of the womb. That's also in the tens of thousands. But if you shared any of this information, you were censored on Twitter, even though you were right. Australia, COVID-19 vaccine injury payouts could reach $77 million. It's going to be more than that when it's all said and done. And that's just Australia. Former Democrat candidate who said, "I don't give an F what happens to anti-vaxxers," dies suddenly while walking dog. Yeah, that's a real shame. If only somebody could have shared the information with him on Twitter, maybe he would have been able to not die. mRNA vaccines injure the heart of all vaccine recipients and cause myocarditis in up to 1 in 27, new study finds. It's a complete disaster, folks. Again, we're 2 years into this now. We have some clinical data. We have some raw human intelligence data. You probably know someone vaccine injured. We know that 7% of people that get a COVID-19 vaccine experience injury. And pretty much every deceased body that shows up at the mortician, at the morgue, they're pulling out when they take the liquids out of the body, they're pulling out 5 foot, 6 foot long clots that aren't blood clots. They're what's called fiber clots because they've never seen them before, all in vaccinated individuals. But here's the good news. If the eugenicists win and kill us all and collapse civilization, Are you going to be able to eat anything? Yes, because 3D printed steaks, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be eating steak forever. Just get one of those 3D printers. It looks like this.
Your steak could soon be 3D printed.
Nom, nom, nom. That is,
if you live in Europe.
Nom, nom, nom.
Israeli company Redefine Meat has struck a partnership with importer Giraldi Meat
to
drive European distribution of its new steak cart. The startup is hoping to establish its products as an alternative to conventionally produced meat.
Yes.
Redefine Meat operates large-scale meat printers at its Revtoff headquarters south of Tel Aviv, as well as in a new factory in the Netherlands. The company's manager, Jaron Eshel, explains how it works.
I have a library of a few different slabs. I can choose each one of them, and I can adjust it accordingly. I can define the amount of marbling. Now I can go directly into the printing process, and you can see how the process starts to build layer by layer.
The company makes its products from ingredients including soy, pea protein, chickpeas, beetroot, nutritional yeasts, and coconut fat.
So not steak.
Co-founder and chief executive Eshar Ben Sharat uses his own tyrannical lisp to explain the new type of faux meat his company is launching.
In the past 2 years, we have been working deeply on understanding meat and what makes meat so exciting. And we identified a few components that we can recreate from plants and have the same exact performance as the tissue of animal meat, giving you, with the combination of additive manufacturing, the exact feeling, your experience, a good steak, a good cut of meat coming from an animal without the use of the animal.
Plant-based meat alternatives have become increasingly popular in recent years. But the early hype about plant-based meat alternatives has ebbed as inflation and recession worries have driven some customers back to cheaper animal meat products. Companies such as the U.S.-based Beyond Meat have cut their sales outlooks because of Americans' distrust in the Great Reset. Redefine Meat, however, has big ambitions. Its new meat is currently available in Israel, Britain, the Netherlands, and Germany. Almost 1,000 restaurants are currently paying about $40 per 2 pounds for its steak cuts. You can see a world that new meat, that's meat made from plants, is a big part of the meat industry. It will replace a lot of meat that people consume today that is bad for the environment and bad for most of the people in the supply chain. Some people will still get to consume high-quality meat
and the animals,
but that will only be for our elite master overlords.
Yeah, they will.
For you, it's meat squirted from a machine or swab-approved bug burgers. Reporting for The Great Reset, I'm the Tyrannical Lisp.
Wow. But see, isn't that's the whole New World Order slave mentality. Oh, it's meat. It's beyond meat. It's meat redefined. It's not meat. It's just the total lie. It's not meat at all. And hey, look, I'm free market capitalist. You want to make meat? Or you want to make fake meat from plants or whatever, and people want to buy and eat it? Fine. That's all fine. I like steak. I like burgers. I like real meat. And I guarantee you, you're not going to fool me or anybody in this crew or this audience with fake meat. God, I hope that's not the future.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.